This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. God has been so good to us. Amen. In this month, eighth month of the year, we have seen his faithfulness. And today you and I are standing on the last Wednesday of the month. Hallelujah. That is the message of God. That is the faithfulness of God. And we are grateful for it. Glory be to Jesus. And even as we stand, I've prepared and I declared my message tonight that I know who I am. Hallelujah. You say, I know who I am. Say, I know who I am. Hallelujah. There is a need for you to know who you are. And there is a need for you to know what God has prepared for you. Because if you don't know who you are, you will not know what to do. And when you don't know what to do, you will not know how to possess what is rightfully yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to start by letting you know that there are things that God has prepared for you. Say, there are things that God has prepared for me. There are things that God has prepared for me. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 14 verse 7, it says, when the day of the feast arrived, the host instructed his servant to notify all the invited guests and tell them, come, for everything is now ready for you. Hallelujah. He says, come, for everything is now ready for you. I declare that everything is now ready for you. I said, everything is now ready for you. Everything you've trusted God for is now ready for you. Everything that God has ordained for you before the foundation of the world is now ready for you. I like the fact that he says now, because it tells me that God had an appointed time. And God is saying to us that tonight is your appointed time in the name of Jesus. I decree that you will possess your possessions. For Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17 says, but on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Hallelujah. Child of God, you've got possessions to possess. Hallelujah. You have an inheritance. Say, I have an inheritance. Say, I have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. As true as that, as all that is, I want you to understand that there is an enemy of your soul who is working overnight, day and night, to make sure that you do not possess. Hallelujah. There is an enemy that is standing between the process and the possession to discourage you from possessing. But I've come to declare tonight that whether the enemy likes it or not, you will possess your possessions in the name of Jesus. You will possess your possessions in the name of Jesus. Say, I will possess my possessions. Say, I will possess my possessions. Hallelujah. Why? Because no matter how big the devil is, he's not big enough. Hallelujah. He is not big enough. Tell your neighbor, he's not big enough. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want you to know that when the enemy sees you, he gets nervous. He gets nervous. Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The enemy might be trying to squeeze you, but the reality is that he's afraid of you. He has been trying to stop you, but the truth is that he's afraid of you. He has been trying to devour you, but he has learned, he will learn quickly that you're not devourable. Say, I'm not devourable. Hallelujah. I declare over your life that no weapon formed against you shall work. No intention of the enemy against you shall work. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Every weapon that the enemy has cooked, every weapon that the enemy has prepared to destroy you, it loses its hold over you in the name of Jesus. The enemy shall fail for your sake in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Say, in all these things. Say, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. The truth is, there is more to you than what meets the eye. Say, there is more to me. Say, there is more to me. Child of God, you are not ordinary. You are blood washed. You are blood bought, blood sanctified. You are set apart for by God. You are destined to win and destined to overcome. Say, I'm destined to win. Say, I'm destined to overcome. Say, I'm destined to win. Say, I'm destined to overcome. Hallelujah. The truth is that there is a devil that is lusting after you. But no matter how much he lusts after you, you are covered by heaven. Hallelujah. Heaven is on standby to secure your victory. Say, I'm covered by heaven. Say, I'm covered by heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You might be listening to me tonight and you're feeling captured. But I've come to let you know that you are covered by heaven. Hallelujah. You might be listening to me today, but you are feeling that you are in a corner. The enemy has put you in a corner and you feel like there is no way out. I've come with good news, because he says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, he says there is no temptation that has overtaken you except such as is common to man. Say, it is common. Say, it's common. When God was saying it, he was trying to show you that your problem is not as big as you think, that your challenge is not as heavy as it sounds like. He says it's common to all men. It says, but God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. He says, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you will be able to bear it. Hallelujah. God says there is a way of escape. The enemy thinks he has put you in a corner, but I've come with good news that no matter how closed up you feel, no matter how much you feel that you're in a corner, there is a way of escape. Shout, there is a way of escape. Shout, there is a way of escape. Shout, there is a way of escape. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The devil might be rejoicing that he has overtaken you, but we are not moved by the works of the enemy, because even before the devil came, Jesus was. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and that same Word that was in the beginning, he was made flesh, and when he was made flesh, you and I partook of him. Hallelujah. Therefore, I declare over your issue that no matter when it rose, there is he who was in the beginning, and he has secured your victory already. Say, he has secured my victory. Say, he has secured my victory. Therefore, you will have the final testimony. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, now thanks be to God who leads us to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. I love what he says. He says, now thanks be to God who always leads us to triumph. Hallelujah. You will triumph in the name of Jesus. I said you will triumph in the name of Jesus. I declare that you will rise again. Say, I will rise again. Say, my family will rise again. Say, my business will rise again. Hallelujah. Because in Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16, it says, for a righteous man will fall seven times and rises again. Say, I'm the righteousness of Christ, of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, when I fall, I rise again. Hallelujah. Say, I will rise again. Hallelujah. But for you to get to where God has prepared all things for you, you need to understand that the enemy has a strategy. The enemy has ways that he's trying to get you discouraged. There is a strategy of the enemy to try to stop you from reaching and fulfilling your destiny. But no matter how hard you try, you will get there in the name of Jesus. You will get there in the name of Jesus. Listen, there is a devil that wants to make sure that you do not maximize your potential. There is a devil that wants to make sure that you do not fulfill your destiny. But that devil is a defeated bastard. You will fulfill your potential in the name of Jesus. You will maximize your life in the name of Jesus. Say, I will maximize my life. Hallelujah. Understand that the moment you said, Lord Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior, you immediately became an enemy to the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible tells us that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I love what Jesus says. He says, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Understand, child of God, that there is an attempt by hell to steal from your life. There is an attempt by hell to steal your vision, to steal your dream, to steal your destiny. Hallelujah. And when he cannot succeed, or if he succeeds after stealing, he proceeds and he goes to want to kill, or sometimes he tries to destroy. But I've come with good news. Say, she has come with good news. Say, she has come with good news. Hallelujah. Jesus said, worry not, because I have come. Say, he has come. Say, he has come. Hallelujah. I've come to declare over you that you are beyond Satan's destruction. Hallelujah. You are beyond his destruction. You are indestructible. Say, I am indestructible. Say, I am indestructible. Because in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, from verse 8 to 9, he says, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It means you can be pressed on every side, but you will not be crushed. It means you can be perplexed, but you're not in despair. It means that you can be persecuted, but you must remind yourself that I'm not forsaken. Hallelujah. You might be struck down, but you will not be destroyed. Say, I'm indestructible. Say, I'm indestructible. Why? Because of your make. You are indestructible because of your make. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 7 to 9. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. Hallelujah. The portion I'm going for is verse 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. That is your make. In the natural, you look like an earthen vessel. In the natural, you look frail and fragile. Ah, but you are not ordinary. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are a carrier of treasure. Hallelujah. Say, because of my make, I am indestructible. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I have come so that you can have life and life in abundance. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You have the Zoe of God. You have the life of God. You have the eternal life of God. You have the overflowing life of God. You have quality life. You have got abundant life. Say, I carry God. Say, I carry God. Say, I carry God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want us to look at the journey of the Israelites for a bit. When the children of Israel left Egypt, the devil got angry, hallelujah, through Pharaoh that they left. I want you to understand that the devil is angry that you got born again. There is a devil that is angry that you now know Jesus. But his anger will not stop you. Hallelujah. He's angry that you are no longer under his lordship. He is angry that God is working in your life. The good news is, no matter how angry he gets, he can't stop you. Say, he can't stop you. Say, he can't stop me. Hallelujah. The agenda of the enemy is to put you on bondage. But that agenda has failed in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter 13 verse 16. It speaks to us about the woman who was in bondage for 18 years. But Jesus came. Say, but Jesus came. Listen to what Jesus says when he comes. In verse 16, Luke 13, 16, he says, so ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. The enemy came to bind her. The enemy came to put her in a corner. The enemy came to put her destiny in hold. Oh, but Jesus came. Say, Jesus came. Say, Jesus came. And as he came, he said, be loosed from this bond. I don't know what it is that has held you bound, but today I declare that Jesus speaks over you. He declares, be loosed from this bond. I declare, be loosed from this bond. Hallelujah. There is a devil that is working over time because he wants you to limp, to be limited. He wants you to shrink. You will not shrink in the name of Jesus. You will not shrink in the name of Jesus. He wants you to wear a straight jacket that everyone wears. Ah, you will not wait in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your purpose in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you carry the anointing of God. Say, I carry the anointing of God. Say, I carry the anointing of God. Say, I carry the anointing of God. Speak it like you believe it. I carry the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Child of God, you are too big for his shoulders. Your shoulders are too big for his yoke. Hallelujah. Hey, I said your shoulders are too big for his yoke. Glory be to Jesus. In the book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. Hallelujah. Listen, when you got born again, God gave you bigger shoulders. Ah, Jesus. Bigger shoulders, better shoulders. A shoulder that can be able to carry his government. The Bible says the government shall be on his shoulders. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, my shoulders are bigger than any yoke. Say, my shoulders are bigger than any yoke. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know this devil. We know his schemes and his tactics. There is a devil that causes people to have vision miscarriage. Hallelujah. He is on assignment to abort the visions of many. Glory be to Jesus. I declare over your life that you will deliver your vision in the name of Jesus. You will not miscarry your dream in the name of Jesus. You will not miscarry your purpose in the name of Jesus. Every destiny you carry, you will deliver it. Every vision you carry, you will deliver it. Every dream you carry, you will deliver it. In the name of Jesus. Say, I will deliver it. Say, I will deliver it. Hallelujah. You will not be discouraged. You will not be discouraged. And you will not fall by the wayside. Hallelujah. You will reach full term in the name of Jesus. Receive the strength to push in the name of Jesus. Receive the strength to give birth to your dream. Receive the strength to give birth to your vision. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I will not miscarry my destiny. Say, I will not miscarry my purpose. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I declare that if there are any demonic midwives around you that the enemy has positioned to help you abort what God has placed in you, today I cut them off in the name of Jesus. I cut them off from your life in the name of Jesus. You will deliver your dream. You will deliver your purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that the devil is a liar. It is not a cliche, it is a truth. The Bible, in the book of John chapter 8 verse 44, the Bible calls him the father of lies. Hallelujah. He works over time to lie to you. He's the father of all lies. He will tell you you are too messed up to be restored. It's a lie. Hallelujah. No matter what your issue is, you're not too messed up for Jesus. There is a Jesus who knows how to make men whole. Hallelujah. He will tell you you are good for nothing. But that devil is a bastard. You are good for Jesus. You are worth it. He went to the cross for you because you are worth it. Say, I'm worth it. Hallelujah. He will tell you you are done. You're finished. But as long as Jesus is in your life, you can never be done. You can never be finished. Hallelujah. Say, I am not finished. Say, I am not finished. You might be listening to me and you're at the back of the queue, but you're not finished. You might be at the back of life, but you're not finished. You might not have anything right now, but you're not finished. Hallelujah. Say, God is not done with me yet. You will achieve your purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You know, the devil that is a liar, he will ask you, don't you know your background? Don't you know where you came from? Don't you know your past? Don't you know the things you've done? Don't you know your weaknesses? Don't you know your failures? Don't you know your shortcomings? But Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Jesus instructs us. He says, remember not the former things. However, do this in remembrance of me. Which means there are things you must not remember. But there are things also you must remember. Hallelujah. What do we remember? We remember what Christ did for us in the cross. Hallelujah. When we take communion, that is what we are doing. We are remembering that on the cross, he became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are remembering that he went into our battle. He fought it and he came out with victory so that you and I can come out with victory. We are remembering that he became poor that you and I might become rich. We are remembering that by his stripes we are made whole. By his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. What do we remember? We remember that he left heaven to come and pick me, who was called a nobody, and brought me to his class, the class of God. And we're remembering that he picked me from nowhere and caused me to sit with him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Say, I remember what he has done. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He will turn your life into a miracle in the name of Jesus. Listen, Satan will try hard to accuse you because the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10, he says he is the accuser of brethren. But I've come with good news. The Bible says, for now there is no longer any condemnation unto those that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, no condemnation. Say no condemnation. Say no condemnation. Hallelujah. Even if you made a mistake, I like what Pastor says. Even if you make a mistake in your journey as a Christian, it is not longer the devil's issue. It is now family business. Hallelujah. When my children mess up, they know they can come to mom. They can come and say, I messed up. I'm sorry, mommy. And we deal with it. They can go to their father and say, I messed up. Say, it's a family matter. Say, it's a family matter. Hallelujah. Listen, the same way that when a child messes up, we don't throw away the child. We remove the nappy, we throw away the nappy, but we clean the baby. Hallelujah. That is the heart of your father towards you. If anything went wrong, run to your father. He will remove the nappy, he will clean the bum, and he will cause you to walk straight again. Hallelujah. Say, he's my father. Say, he's my father. Hallelujah. Listen, there is an enemy that hates you discovering who you are. He does not want you to discover who you are. He doesn't want you to discover your destiny, because your destiny brings threats to a threat to his kingdom. Hallelujah. But I declare that your destiny shall come to fruition in the name of Jesus. Some of you are broke right now, but your destiny is that you're a kingdom financier. Yes, that is your destiny. And whether the devil likes it or not, you will build churches for God in the name of Jesus. Whether the devil likes it or not, you will do mega things in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, my purpose and my destiny in God will come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The enemy works so hard that you do not win until the end. I've seen people that wins at the beginning, but they never win till the end. The agenda of God is that you keep winning. You win and you win and you win and you win and you win until the end. Let me tell you why. The journey that we are in is a relay race. When you got born again, there was someone who handed over the baton to you. Hallelujah. There was someone who ran and kept winning so that they could hand over the baton to you. And the agenda of heaven is that you will run with that baton so that you can hand over to the next generation. Hallelujah. Therefore, you can't win today, and when the enemy attacks tomorrow, you give up. Because believe me, this is more than who you are. This is more than where you are. It's about the next generation. Say, it's about the next generation. Say, it's about the next generation. Listen, we're living in a day where the enemy is fighting hard to dilute the gospel. Therefore, God is looking for men and women that he can trust with the true gospel, so that generations long after we are gone, there is a remnant in the land. There are those who still stand up and say, Jesus is Lord and his word is the final authority. Hallelujah. Say, I will run a good journey. Say, I will run a good race. Say, I will run a good race. I will keep winning and keep winning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want you to understand that the attack on your life is because of the grace you carry. The attack on your life is because of the calling on your life. The attack on your life is because of the anointing and the assignment that God wants to trust you with. Hallelujah. Oh, but you will win in the name of Jesus. You will win in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, Satan will try. He will try to frustrate your finances. He will try to bring confusion. He will try to shut down your wealth. But he's not big enough to stop you. Say, he's not big enough to stop me. Say, he's not big enough to stop me. Say, no frustration will stop me. Say, no confusion will stop me. Say, no matter who shuts down my well, I will dig again. Say, I will dig again. Say, I will dig again. Say, I will dig again. Listen, like Isaac, we are children of the promise. The Bible says when the enemy throws down the well, Isaac dug again. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who tries to close your well, you will dig again in the name of Jesus. You will dig again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When Satan increases his warfare, it's not time for you to give up. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. It's time for you to change your gear. Say, it's time to change your gear. Hallelujah. It means it's time for you to change your strategy, because you're about to get into a new season. You're about to get into the best of God for your life. You're about to get into new favor. You're about to get into new testimony. Tell your neighbor, change your gear. Say, change your gear. Shake them well and say, change your gear. Hallelujah. Listen. Your calling and your anointing will always attract attacks. It is not unique to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When the oil of heaven is on your life, you begin to attract attacks. Anywhere you see lights, normally you will see flies. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is our year of light. Wherever there is light, it is not strange to see flies. But no light is intimidated by flies. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that not everybody celebrates your success. There is somebody that is angry because you are breaking through. There is somebody that is angry because you have redefined how things are done. There is somebody that is angry because you are no longer in a regular box. They used to predict you. They used to know that by this month's end, she'll be coming to knock at my door for pap. But things have changed. And the enemy is no longer happy about it. It doesn't matter how he feels about it. It's a new day for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is somebody that is angry because you are the wrong color. I didn't choose my color. There is somebody that is angry because you are the wrong gender. I didn't choose my gender. There is somebody that is angry that you are the wrong nationality. It doesn't matter who you are. If the hand of God is on you, it's on you. If the oil of heaven is on you, it's on you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The truth is, we didn't come to fit in. Say, I didn't come to fit in. Say, I didn't come to fit in. I came to be different. Hallelujah. Say, I came to be a testimony. Say, I came to show the favor of God. Say, I came to raise the standard. Say, I came to reveal the glory of God to my generation. I came to reveal that this God is real. Shahanya Shkwembulesh. Shahanya Shkwembulesh. Hallelujah. He's a living God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that if you're a mover and a shaker in the kingdom of God, the devil will not just send baby demons to you. But no matter who he sends, whether it is a strong man, we overcome. Hallelujah. Because we know a stronger man. Say, I know a stronger man. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The counsel of the Lord will stand strong against any weapon of the enemy in your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There might be the declaration of the enemy, but there is the counsel of the Lord. And the counsel of the Lord is superior to any agenda of the enemy. The counsel of the Lord is the final say. No wonder he says, who is it that speaks and it comes to pass? If the Lord has not commanded it, say the counsel of the Lord is the final say. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise the standard against him. Hallelujah. I said the Spirit of the Lord will raise the standard against him. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I announce a new season over your life. In the name of Jesus. He said, all things are now ready. I declare all things are now ready. Say, all things are now ready. Say, all things are now ready. Hallelujah. Child of God, your building is ready. Your properties are ready. Your land is ready. Your promotion is ready. Your wife is ready. Your husband is ready. Are there single girls who are trusting God for their husband? I said your husband is ready. Your baby is ready. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. But I want you to understand that freedom must be demanded by those who are enslaved. Did you hear what I said? Freedom must always be demanded by those who are enslaved. The only way that the children of Israel could come out of Egypt was that they cried out unto the Lord. They demanded their freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. After Pharaoh released them, he cried out. He said, what have I done? Why did I let them go? Who will save us? In the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 5, he says, why did I let them go? As we've been trying to talk about it, that there is an enemy that is crying that you have left, that you are no longer under his kingdom, that you are no longer under his control and rulership. Hallelujah. But I want you to look at what he says. He says, that we have let Israel go from serving us. Hallelujah. He's crying because they have left serving him. Listen, in life, you're either serving the devil or you're serving God. There is no middle ground. Hallelujah. That is why if you're going to serve God wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. The devil fights hard to get people to serve him. And I've seen he doesn't just look for anybody. He looks for those that matter. He was bold enough to tell the whole Jesus to bow to him and worship him. What kind of audacity? What the lele? Hallelujah. The whole Jesus to say, bow to me. You will not bow to the enemy in the name of Jesus. You will serve God with your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Child of God, we belong to the kingdom of enforcement. You must demand for your peace because he has brought you into the kingdom of peace. You must demand for your breakthrough. You must demand for your healing because Jesus died for it on the cross. Hallelujah. You must demand for your growth and expansion. It is the will of God that you keep growing and keep growing and keep growing. He says, enlarge your tents, because it is his will that you keep enlarging. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The barrier breaker has gone ahead of you. That is what we were praying today. Hallelujah. You must demand for your breakthrough because the breaker has gone ahead of you. Micah chapter 2 from verse 12 to 13. Say, the breaker has gone ahead of me. Say, the breaker has gone ahead of me. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The enemy will attack you when he thinks you are defenseless. The enemy has a way of assuming that you are defenseless. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 21, it says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so as to go by day and night. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You see, he was used to harassing them. When he went after them, he did not realize that God was with them. He thought it was still the same people he used to harass. He thought it was the same people he used to torture. What he did not realize, that the cloud was upon them. He did not realize that the pillar of fire was now upon them. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The enemies are tempting you because he thinks you have no backup. But I've come to declare, you've got the backup of heaven. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer ordinary. In the name of Jesus, say, I have the backup of heaven. Say, I have the backup of heaven. He did not realize that they now abide under the shadow of the Most High. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I abide under the shadow of the Most High. Hallelujah. The problem is that most Christians don't know who they are. You must know who you are. Glory be to Jesus. You must know who you are. Tell your neighbor, you must know who you are. Shake them well and say, you must know who you are. Shake them nicely. That one that is crossing their hand, say, my brother, my sister, shake small. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You must know who you are. Glory be to Jesus. You are precious in God's sight. That is who you are. And listen to what the Bible says. In the book of Isaiah 43, verse 4, it says, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Hallelujah. That is who you are. You are precious in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You are a God seed. Hallelujah. And because you are a God seed, no matter where you are planted, you will grow in the name of Jesus. You will bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I know who I am. Say, I know who I am. Ask your neighbor, do you know who you are? No, ask them once again, do you know who you are? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, God wanted his children to know who they are. He says, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above the people on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. That is who you are. Listen, no matter what happens to you, you need to know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, prosperity will mess you up. Do you hear what I'm saying? When you don't know who you are, prosperity will mess you up. Most of the time we talk about people that have been messed up by lack. But sometimes it is not lack what messes us up. It is prosperity. It takes a person that knows God, that is able to manage the resources of heaven well. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. If you don't know who you are, Satan will mess you up. If you don't know who you are, people will mess you up. If you don't know who you are, the challenges of life will mess you up. Hallelujah. If you don't know who you are, you won't know what to do. Hallelujah. So who are you? You are the plant. You are a tree of righteousness. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. It says that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. You are a tree of righteousness. You are a planting of the Lord, that the Lord might be glorified in your life. Look at what he says in verse 4. That they should build the old waste. They should rise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Hallelujah. That is your ability right there. That is your potential right there. Verse 4 is your potential. It says when you know that you're the planting of the Lord, you are able to build old waste. You are able to rise up the former desolations. You are able to repair waste cities. You are able to repair the desolations of many generations. Hallelujah. Listen, the troubles of life are real. But more real is who Christ has made you. More real is who Christ has made you. Psalm 34 verse 19. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Say, he delivers me out of them all. There is an African proverb that says, when big troubles knocks you down and you don't rise up, smaller ones will ride on you like a horse. Did you hear that? When big troubles knocks you down and you don't rise up, smaller ones will ride you like a horse. You will rise up in the name of Jesus. You will rise up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, you are a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. You are a new person who is prepared for new things. Say, I'm a new person. Prepared for new levels of favor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are prepared for new levels of glory. Prepared for new levels of anointing. New levels of greatness. Hallelujah. Who are you? You are a translated person. You have been translated based on Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. You have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. You have changed companies. You have changed associations. You have changed fathers. You are no longer the father. You are no longer a child of the devil, but you are a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You have changed your kingdom alliance. Hallelujah. Now you belong to a much more powerful kingdom. You belong to an awesome kingdom. You belong to a kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. You have encountered the transforming power of his Christ. Glory be to Jesus. That power is real. The power that transforms man is real. Glory be to Jesus. Who are you? You are a peculiar person. Ah, 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 9 to 10. It says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, that you may show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his dear light. Hallelujah. Into his marvelous light. Say, I'm a peculiar person. Say, I'm a peculiar person. Hallelujah. Therefore, church is not a building. Church is the gathering of sons. Hallelujah. A gathering of peculiar people. People who have the life of God in them. People who carry God. People who carry the kingdom. Kingdom distributors. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a kingdom distributor. Hallelujah. It's a gathering of difference makers. It's a gathering of a community of change makers. Hallelujah. Culture shifters. That is who we are. Territorial legislators. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. It is the gathering of the sons of God. That is who we are. As we declare it on earth, so it is in heaven. Hallelujah. That is who you are. And you will fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Say, I will fulfill my destiny. Jump on your feet and say, I will fulfill my destiny. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. That is who you are. You walk in dominion. You walk in power. You walk in glory. And you possess your possessions. Glory be to Jesus. I want you to lift up your hands and begin to thank God for who He has made you to be. Thank Him for the victory that He has prepared for you. Thank Him. Thank Him for who He is in your life. Thank you for the great and mighty things that He has prepared for you. He says, all things are now ready. All things are now ready.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.